And the pasuk continues, and Moshe Hayaroya, and Moshe was grazing as son Yisroi, the sheep of Yisroi, Chaisna, his father-in-law, Kohen Midjan. Yisroi was the leader of Midjan. Vayinag es hatzayin achar midbar, and he led the sheep towards the midbar, deep into the midbar, because he did not want to graze in other people's fields because of Gzela. Vayavay, and he came el har holikim, and he came to the mountain of Hashem. This was Har Sinai, which in the future will be known as Har Holikim. Chayreva, Har Sinai was called Chayred. One has to wonder how Moshe got so far into the Midbar. Midjan is in the east, and Har Sinai is in the Sinai Peninsula. How did he get so far? And in Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer says that he went with his sheep for 40 days until he reached this spot. Vayera Malach Hashem Elov, and Malach Hashem appeared to him Balav Asesh, in a flame of fire, mitechasne, in the middle of the bush. The reason why it was a bush, Rashi explains, is because imoy anochi b'tzara, Klal Yisrael is in a tzar, Hashem will not appear to them in some beautiful tree, but rather he wants to show, I am also in pain. And he appeared to them in a bush. Vayar, he appeared to Moshe in a bush. Vayar, and he saw, v'hini asne boyer ba'esh, Moshe saw that the bush is burning in fire, vasne, but the bush, einenu ukal, is not becoming consumed. Vayom Moshe, and Moshe said, Asura no ve'erev, let me turn aside and see, as hamara ha'godol hazeh, this great sight. Madua lo yevasne, why is the bush not becoming consumed? Vayar Hashem kisar liros, and it was when Hashem saw that Moshe turned to see. Vayikra elov elakim mitoy chasne, and Hashem called to him from the bush. Vayomer, and he said, Moshe, Moshe, Vayomer hineini, and Moshe said, here I am. Moshe, Moshe, whenever Hashem repeats the name, it's a lashon chiba, like Rashi had already said by Avram in Parshas Vayera, Perek Chav Beis, Pasuk Yud Aleph. And we also find the same thing by Yaakov, in Parshas Vayigash, Perek Mem Vav, Pasuk Beis. Vayomer, and Hashem said, Al tikraf halom, do not come any closer to here. Shal na alecho mi'al raglecho, remove your shoes from your feet, ki hamokoim, asher ato oimed olav admas kodeshu, because the place you are standing on right now, the place is a holy place. This is the place where the Yidden will get the Torah. Vayomer, and he said, he introduces himself, Anochi Elokei Avicha, I am the God of your father, Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. There are different pshatim in Elokei Avicha. Either some Mepharshim say Ayin Ramban, Elokei Avicha means the God of your fathers, all of them. And then the pasuk explains, what does it mean, the God of your fathers, Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. Others learn it means Elokei Avicha, I am the God of Amram, your father Amram. Chizkuni explains, why does the pasuk want to specifically say over here that Hashem is the God of Amram? Because we know, Zak the Chizkuni, that Hashem never uses his name Elokei over saying Elokei Pliny over somebody who is alive. He only says Elokei somebody if that person is already dead. Therefore, if he says, Hashem says, I am Elokei Avicha, I am the God of your father, this means, this was a hint to Moshe that Amram, his father, had already died. Why did Hashem want to tell Moshe that Amram died? Because Hashem knew that Moshe would not want to take the gedula to be the leader of Klal Yisrael. He did because he had an older brother, Aaron. And since he had an older brother, Aaron, he did not want to be the leader. Kol Shekein, if he has a father who's alive, he definitely would not want to take the gedula over his father, Amram. Therefore, Hashem says, Anochi Elokei Avicha, I am the God of your father. Your father is not alive, and therefore you can definitely take the gedula. Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. Vayasa Moshe Ponev, and Moshe hid his face, Kiyore, because he was afraid, Mehabe Elho Elokim, to look at Hashem. Vayomer Hashem, and Hashem said, Ro'oi Ro'isi, see, I have seen, Es Oni Ami Asher B'Mitzrayim, the pain of my nation in Mitzrayim, Besakosum Shomati, and I heard their screams, Mipnei Noiksav, because of the overseers, Ki Yodati Es Machoivov, because I know their pain. What does it mean? I know their pain. Just like he said before, Vayeda Elikim, he put his eyes and heart to notice their pain. The pasuk says a double lashon, Ro'i Ro'isi, see, I have seen. Rashi does not medayik anything on these words, even though in Parshas Toldos, Perik Chavov, pasuk Chavches, over there he is medayik when it says Ro'i Ro'inu. So what is the pshat over here when it says Ro'i Ro'isi? So Rashi in Shoftim, Sefer Shoftim, Perik Gimel, pasuk Yud, over there Rashi says, Ro'oi Ro'isi means, Ro'oi, even though I see that the Yidden will make the Egel, still Ro'isi, I am still seeing the pain of Mitzrayim and I am willing to save them. And the pasuk continues, Va'ered and I will go down Hatzilim Yad Mitzrayim to save them from Mitzrayim. And to take them out of this land, El Eretz Tova Urachava, to a land of Eretz Yisrael, which is good and spacious. El Eretz Zavas Cholav Udvash, to a land that flows milk and honey. El Nekoim Aknani Vachiti Hamori Vaprizi Achivi Vayvusi, to the place of these nations. Viato now Hine Tzakas Bnei Yisrael Bo Eli, the screams of the Bnei Yisrael came to me. And I saw the oppressions that Hashem Mitzrayim Lechatzim Oisam, that the Mitzrayim are oppressing them. And now I'm telling you, V'yata l'cho, now go, V'eshlochacho el Paroi, and I will send you to Paroi. V'hoitzei esam ibnei Yisrael mi-Mitzrayim, and you will be successful, and you will take the Yidden out of Mitzrayim. Now we will see over the next few psukim how Moshe refuses to go. He does not want to take the gedula over his brother Aaron, and he gives many excuses. We'll see six different times that he refuses, for each time for a different excuse, for a different reason why he shouldn't go. Vayomer Moshe, Moshe said, Elohu Elokim, Mi Anoichi Ki Eilech El Paroi? Who am I to go to Paroi? I'm not chashuv enough to speak to kings. My second question is, V'chi Oitzies B'nei Yisrael Mi Mitzrayim? What zchus do the Yidden have to be taken out of Mitzrayim? And Hashem answered these questions, Al Rishon Rishon, Val Achron Achron. He answered the first question first, and the second question second, just like we find many times in Sefer Bereishis. Vayomer, and he said, Ki Eya Imoch. You asked, who am I to go to Paroi? On that, I am answering you, Ki Eya Imoch. I will be with you. It's not you, it's me. And the answer to the second question is, if you skip to the end of the pasuk, B'hoitzi'acho esa'om azem, esa'omi Mitzrayim, when you will take the nation out of Mitzrayim, Tavdun esa'olikim ala horazeh, you will worship Hashem on this mountain. The answer to the second question is, you know what schus the Yidden have? They have the schus that they will worship Hashem and be mekabel the Torah on this mountain. The middle of the pasuk, Rashi brings down two pshatim in what it means. Zelecho ha'ois ki anochi shlachticha. V'zeh, and this burning bush, lecho ha'ois, will be for you for a sign. Ki anochi shlachticha, that I sent you, and you will be successful in your mission. Why? Just like you look at the burning bush, and it goes in my mission, and does not become burnt, so too you will go in my shlichos on my mission, and you will not be injured. According to this pshat, the ois, v'zeh lecho ha'ois, is referring to the sneh, the burning bush. Rashi's second pshat is, v'zeh lecho ha'ois, this will be to you for a sign. What will be to you? Ki anoichi shlachticha, when I will send you, and you will be successful, and you will take the Yidden out of Mitzrayim. This fact, that you will take the Yidden out of Mitzrayim and be successful, that will be a sign. That will be a sign that in the future, you will be mekabel the Torah on Har Sinai. Moshe, Hashem is telling Moshe that a future thing that will happen, the success of your shlichus, will be a sign on another future event, which will be Kabbalah's HaTorah. And the pasuk continues, and Moshe asks a third question. Vayomer Moshe el Elohim, and Moshe said to Hashem, Hine anochi bo el bnei Yisrael. Behold, I will come to the Yidden, v'omarti lohem, and I will say to them, Elokei avoseichem shelochani aleichem, the God of your fathers has sent me to you. V'amruli, and they will say to me, Ma Shemoi, what is this God's name? Ma oimar aleichem, what should I say to them? Vayomer Elokim el Moshe, and Hashem said to Moshe, Eke asher eke. You should tell them, Eke asher eke. I will be what I will be. Which means I will be with them in these tzaras, just like I will be with them in other Shibud Malchus, in other troubles that Klal Yisrael had. And Moshe asked Hashem, why am I mentioning other problems? Dayim b'tzarazu, it's enough the tzara that they have now. And then Hashem said, Vayomer, that's what I meant right away. I told you, Eke asher eke, and that's what I'm telling you. But the Klal Yisrael, he said, Koisam al Bnei Yisrael, so you should tell Klal Yisrael, Eke shulachani aleichem. I only meant that you should say Eke, which means I will be with them in this Torah. Vayomer Oyre l'kim el Moshe, and Hashem said further to Moshe, Koisam al Bnei Yisrael, so you should say to the children of Yisrael, Hashem, the name Yudke Vavke, Elokei Abiseichem, the God of your fathers, Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov, shulachani aleichem, sent me to you. This is my name forever, and this is my mention for generation to generation. The word oilam is written without a vav, which means zeshmi le'olam, helam. You have to hide my name. Do not pronounce the name yudke vavke the way it is written, yehoi, but rather, this is the way you should mention it. Shmi La'Ola means hide the name. Zezichwi, Hashem taught him how to mention it, how to pronounce it, Adoy. So in essence, Hashem gave two answers to Moshe. What name should you tell Klal Yisrael? The name Eke and the name Yudke Vavke. Now let's go back on the Rashis. Perek Gimel, Pasuk Aleph. Achar Hamidbar, Moshe led the sheep Achar Hamidbar Lisrachik min Hagezel to further himself from stealing. Shlayiru b'sadois acherim. He did not want his sheep to graze in other people's fields. Elhar Holikim, he came to the mountain of Hashem, Alshema Osid. It was called that because of the future. Right now, it was not Har Holikim. In the future, the Yidden will be Mekabel the Torah on this mountain. It will be known as Har Holikim. And in Malach Aperitim Balabas Esh, in a flame of fire. Bishalheves Esh, a flame of fire. Liboy Shel Esh. Labas is really comes from the word lev. It means the heart of the fire. The flame is the heart of the fire. Kimoi, lev hashamayim, the heart of the heaven. Belev ha'elo, the heart of the tree. Ba'al tatame, do not wonder al atof. Why does the word labas, if it means lev, have a tuf at the end? Sheyesh lanu ki yotzebay, we find similar psukim like that. Like it says in Yecheskel, ma amula libosech. How ruined is your heart? And over there we see it does not say libech, it says libosech. So we see by the word lev, it has an extra tuf. Similarly, over here, belabas esh, also with an extra tuf. Mitoy chasne, v'lo ilan acher, not another tree. Mishum imay noche bitzara, the Yidden were in pain. Hashem also came in a very simple bush. Vasne, inene ukol, it was not becoming consumed. Ukol is nechal. Did not become consumed. K'moy le'ubad bo, asher lukach misham. The word ukal is in the same construction as ubad and lukach. And Moshe said, Asurano, let me move from here. Asur mikan liskarv misham. Let me move from here to come close to there and see what this unusual sight was. And he came there and Hashem said, Moshe, Moshe. And he told him, Shal na'olecha, remove your shoes. Shalayf v'hoitze. Take it off. K'moy v'noshal ha'barzel. The barzel, the iron part of the axe, became removed. Ki yishal zeisecha, your olives were removed, were knocked down. Admas kodesh hu, the place is holy, hamakot. Rashi is bothered because adama is lashon nekeva. So admas should be admas kodesh hi. The land is holy, should be he, not who. Why does it say who? Because it's going on the word makom. Admas kodesh hu, he is holy. What is he referring to? The place. And makom is lashon zachar. Ki yodat yis machoivov, Hashem said, I know your pain, the Yidden's pain. K'moy vayeda elikim, just like it says before Shlishi, vayeda elikim, Hashem knew. What does that mean? K'loimer, ki samti lev, I put my heartless boinein to think about it. Uladas, and to know, es machoivov, the Yidden's pain. V'lo hilamti einai. I did not close my eyes. I did not stuff up my ears from their screams. So now I'm telling you, go to Pare. Don't ask what is it going to help for me to go to Pare, because you will take them out. Your words will help. And you will be able to take the Yidden out of Mitzrayim. You will be successful. And Moshe said, Mi anoichi, who am I? Ma ani choshev ledaber im hamalochim. I'm not important enough to speak to kings. And second of all, v'chi oitzi es b'nei Yisrael. Ba'atim choshev ani, even if I am important enough, ma zochu Yisrael, what merit did Klal Yisrael have? Shetasa lohem neis, that a miracle should happen to them, v'oitziem im Mitzrayim, and I will take them out of Mitzrayim. There were two questions. Who am I, and what schus do the Yidden have? V'yoymer, and Hashem answered, ki eya imoch. Heshiva al rishon rishon, al achron achron. He answered him on the first question first, and on the second question second. Similarly, rishon rishon and achron achron, we find in other places. We find it by Rivka and Parshas Chayesara, Perik Chavdalin, Pasik Chavdalin. We also find it when Yaakov answered Lavan in Parshas Vayetze, Perik Lamed Aleph, Pasik Lamed Aleph. And we also find it when Yaakov sent messengers to Esav in Parshas Vayishlach, Perik Lamed Beis, Pasuk Yutes. All these places we find the Torah says Rishon Rishon and Achron Achron. And he said, answered on the first one, Shamarta mi anoichi ki elich el Pare. You said, who am I to go to Pare? Lo shelechohu, it's not yours. You're not going. Ki im mishali. It's really me going. Ki eye imoch, because I will be with you. Zeh hamare asher ra'isa. And this mare that you see, basneh lechoha ois ki anoichi shlachticha. Rashi is now explaining the middle of the pasuk. Zeh lechoha ois asher anoichi shlachticha. This sight that you see now in the snare will be a sign for you that I am sending you, v'tatzliach b'shlichusi, and you will be successful in my mission. Ukidayani lohotzel, and I am sufficient to save. Kasher ve'isas ne oisa shlichusi, just like you see the bush does my mission. Beinenu ukol, it does not become consumed. Kach telech b'shlichusi, so you will go in my shlichus. Ve'en chanizuk, and you will not be injured. According to this pshat, v'zelecha ois asher noichi shlachticha is referring to the bush will be a sign that you'll be successful in your shlichas. V'shasha'alto, on this that you asked, mas chus yesh li Yisrael, what merit do the Yidden have, sheyetu mi Mitzrayim, that they will go out of Mitzrayim? Dava gadol yesh li al hitzazu. I have a big thing, a tremendous accomplishment to do by taking the Yidden out. Shahari yasidim list kabel ha-Torah al harazeh. In the future they will be makabel, accept the Torah on this mountain. L'sayf gimel chadoshim, sheyetu mi Mitzrayim. At the end of 3 months, that they will go, when they go out of Mitzrayim. It does not literally mean 3 months, because the Yidden went out of Mitzrayim, tesvav Nisan, and they will makabel the Torah less than 2 months later on Vav Sivan. But it means three parts of the month, because they went through part of Nisan, the whole year, and part of Sivan. Dava acher, another pshat in Vezelecha ois ki anoichi shlachticha. Eye imoch, vezeh shetatzliach bishluchusecha, this that you will be successful in the future with your mission, lecha ois alavtocha acheres, will be a sign on another promise, shani mavtichacha, that I am promising you, shekish toitziyah mi Mitzrayim, when you will take the Yidden out of Mitzrayim, tavdun oisi al harazeh, you will worship me on this mountain, shetekablu ha-Torah olav, that you will be mekabel the Torah on this mountain, he has chus ha-medes li Yisrael, and this is the chus that Klal Yisrael has, kabbalas ha-Torah. So in the future, the success of your shliches will be a sign on another future event, kabbalas ha-Torah. Now where do we find that one future event is a sign on another future event? Similarly, we find this in Yeshaya. And this will be a sign for you. An event in the future will be a sign for you, that you will eat this year after growths. The fall of some Kherev's empire will be for you a sign on another promise, that your land will be desolate, be perished from fruit, and I will bless the aftergrowths, and you will eat from the aftergrowths. So we see the same thing. A future event, the fall of Sancheruv, will be a sign on another future event, the eating of Sfichim. Eke asher eke. Eye imom b'tzor zois. I will be with them in this sorrowful event. Asher eye imom b'shibut shar malchias. Just like I will be to them when they are subjugated to other malchias. Amar l'fanav, Moshe said to Hashem, Ribono shel Olam, Mani mazkir lahem tzora acheres. Why am I mentioning other tzoras? Dayom b'tzora zu, it's sufficient this tzora. Amar l'maloi, Hashem told Moshe, Yofa amarta, you spoke correctly. Koisai mar, this is what you say, Eke shelachani aleichem. And as is explained in the parentheses, not that Moshe corrected Hashem, but rather this is what Hashem always meant. I am telling you, Moshe, Eke Asher Eke, but the Klal Yisrael only say Eke. Zeshmi la'olam, this is my name la'olam, chasar vav. The word olam is missing a vav between the ayin and the lamed. So really it's spelled la'elam. Loimer, helimeyu, hide it. Shola yikra kikisvoi, do not read the name of Hashem the way it is written. You do not read it Yehoi, but rather it says Zichri, lamdu hech nikra. He taught him how it should be pronounced. David says the same lashon as it is written in this pasuk. Hashem shimcha la'olam, Hashem zichrucha la'dar. David also said, Hashem is your name la'olam, which means hide the name. Hashem zichrucha, this is your mention. The mentioning of the name is different than the way it is written.